U.S.-China relations have grown tenser in recent years with concerns over cyber warfare and increased Chinese aggression in international waters. But there are some who say the U.S. needs assistance from China when it comes to keeping North Korea in check and perhaps in fighting ISIS and other terrorist groups. The McCain Institute at ASU hosted a debate this week titled U.S.-China Policy, How Do We Get Tough? Ambassador Kurt Volker is executive director of the McCain Institute and is with me to talk about China. Ambassador, could we characterize China as kind of a frenemy of the U.S., sometimes a friend, sometimes an enemy?
I think the best phrase I heard lately was strategic competitor.
Okay.
They're not attacking the United States. They don't want a conflict with the United States. But they do have some very different interests from ours, and they're pursuing those, both economically and geographically in the East Asia region, South China Sea, for example.
And how much of that has to do with, in general, sort of challenging the U.S. as the only superpower? Does China want to reach that level?
Well, I think China sees itself as the center of its own set of interests and its own power. It's developing economically very rapidly. It wants to be the dominant regional power. It wants to be a respected global power. It is self-driven, I think, rather than targeting the United States.
How aggressive can the U.S. afford to be when it comes to dealing with China? Is there a line in the sand that we shouldn't cross?
We certainly, I don't think, want to create a conflict with China. We don't want to be in a military conflict. At the same time, we're not the ones provoking it. We've been maintaining stability in the Pacific for decades. And the change that's going on has been a change in China's posture, the creation of new islands, the militarization of those islands, a bit more assertive relationship with its neighbors. And that has been the source of some tension. We want to avoid getting into a conflict, but we also want to maintain freedom of navigation. We want to maintain the security of all the other countries in the region, our alliances with those countries. So it's a very tricky management challenge to maintain that stability and order while China gets stronger, both economically and militarily.
There are some who criticize the Obama administration for not being tough enough when it came to China, especially related to the South China Sea. Are there things that you think that the Trump administration, if it were to take anyone's advice on this, would be wise to follow what the Obama administration did? And then is there a path that the Trump administration should take that the Obama administration perhaps should have taken?
I think that's exactly it. I think that many of the things, that obviously under President Obama, we did not get into a conflict with China, and we did deal with a lot of issues. And towards the end of the Obama administration, we had more active naval patrols and freedom of navigation maneuvers in the East China Sea. That's very, very good. But at the same time, I think we need to increase the U.S. presence in Asia. President Obama talked about it, pivoting to Asia, but we didn't really do it. And at the same time, I think some of the nature of those operations should be a little bit more assertive. Some of them were very timid under President Obama. We could be a little bit more assertive about that. And definitely working with our allies in the region more closely, Japan, South Korea, developing that relationship with the Philippines. Those are all, and increasingly creating a stronger relationship with Vietnam. Those are all critical, I think, to maintaining a sense of balance as China gets stronger and becomes more assertive.
And how much do you think the U.S. needs China when it comes to, for example, North Korea, which is seen as a very scary wild card for a lot of people, and then also when it comes to fighting ISIS? Can the U.S. rely on China in any way when it comes to that?
Starting with North Korea, this is a very serious problem and very dangerous. North Korea just fired a missile into the Sea of Japan when President Abe was visiting President Trump in Florida. They just assassinated Kim Jong-un's brother. So there's clearly a lot of volatility with North Korea, and China does have the ability to turn the screws on North Korea. I think that we need China to work together with us and others to make sure that this North Korean threat doesn't spin out of control and create a conflict. Nobody wants that conflict. When it comes to ISIS, China has also had some exposure to radical Islamist terrorist groups, both in China and in the region. I think China is more inclined to want to keep its head down, focus on its own issues, and not play that kind of global role fighting global terrorism. So I don't expect too much from them on that, although I don't think they'll get in the way of the U.S. and others trying to fight ISIS.
And Ambassador, one final question that we haven't discussed yet, and that is human rights. How vital is that element to relations between U.S. and China? Does the U.S. need to put more pressure on it? Where's that line that we can't let them cross?
During the Bush 41 administration, George H.W. Bush, every senior U.S. official going to China took with him a list of names of imprisoned activists and freedom fighters, people from Tiananmen Square and otherwise, asking very quietly, not in a public way, but asking that China release these political prisoners. It was a way to keep human rights as part of the dialogue, even while the relationship expanded, and did produce results. And I think we've kind of lost that. We have not been raising human rights in China as a big enough issue over the last several years. It is something that needs to be reintegrated into our broader relationship.
Ambassador Kurt Volker is executive director of the McCain Institute at ASU. We've been talking about a debate they hosted last night titled U.S.-China Policy, How Do We Get Tough? Ambassador, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.